Your taxes hold the key.
It's tax season. Self-employed persons, companies, partnerships, and employed persons with additional sources of income, remember to file your final income tax return for 2017 and estimated return for 2018 on or before March 15 online at jamaicatax.gov.jm. File on time and avoid interest and penalties. For additional information, contact our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357. Or visit the March 15 Hub on our website. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Are you over 18 years old, self-motivated, and willing to answer the call of national service should a disaster strike? Then volunteer as a first responder today. Join the database of volunteers under the National Disaster Risk Management Volunteer Program. Visit odpm.org.jm and sign up. For more information, call the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management at 906-9674, email volunteer@odpem.org.jm, or follow ODPEM on social media.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you more about the National Identification System, NIDS. The National Identification System is a database designed to document your biographic, biometric, and demographic information. One of the questions you may have about NIDS is, how will the government ensure my information is kept safe? Program Director for NIDS, Warren Vernon, says a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy has been developed to be complemented by state-of-the-art hardware and software.
A cybersecurity strategy is not just a document that you develop and put down. It is, in fact, a living document, and it is a document that will help this entity and help the government of Jamaica to ensure that you don't have a security breach. And a cybersecurity strategy is not only for to prevent a security breach, it is also there because we know that there is no absolute system. It is also there for the government and for the managers of this system to take what we call proactive actions.
NIDS is expected to provide a host of benefits, including a unique identifier from birth through to death, enabling more effective verification of identity, eliminating multiple IDs, and providing better protection from identity fraud. In short, NIDS will create one identity for all Jamaicans to effectively conduct their business.
As it relates to passport, your passport is really an international travel document, and it will always be relevant to have a passport. But what is important to note is that this expensive portfolio of government IDs will eventually go and be replaced with this one number that is managed from a central place. And the key behind this is that it will not only make your life easier to do business, but it will also significantly reduce duplications across government and cost.
The implementation of NIDS is supported by the National Identification and Registration Act, with anticipated funding of $68 million from the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, the government intends to put the NIDS infrastructure and systems in place over the next 12 months, beginning with a pilot. This is expected to be followed by the national rollout in September 2019, spanning a 3 to 4 year period. The layered rollout and management of NIDS will be handled by a new agency, the National Identification and Registration Authority, NIRA, which will replace the Registrar General's Department, RGD, and provide more enhanced services. For more information, visit the website nidsfacts.com. Follow at NIDSFacts on Twitter and Instagram, NIDSFacts on Facebook, or call 927-9941-3. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.